Hi friend, thank you for listening and speaking. I hope you are living joyfully. Today I want to share with you the essential things I have learned about values. Your values are a reflection of your true self, your true identity. If they came to you consciously, you didn't pick these values, you experience wholeness through these values. The number one purpose of values is to live them every day. This is what alignment also means. You live your values, you feel whole, you are in peace. Your body, your mind, your emotion, your energies are aligned. Indeed, values are energy. Values beat fear based belief and programs at breakfast. Why? Because when you follow your values, you are following your dreams. The higher they are compared with society beliefs, the higher you grow. Happiness equals progress. And when you grow by 1% every day, you are driven. No external circumstances can stop you from believing in your personal power. The universe believes in you only when you believe in you first. So, living your values is acknowledging yourself, loving yourself, not rejecting yourself. In my journey, I have found three ways to boil down your values to the first principles. What you and I came on earth to experience has a soul that transcends the body. The first easiest way to reclaim your values in life is through the set of brands you love and are a true fan of. The brand you love have taught you something true about yourself and what you stand for. These brands coach you unconsciously that there are many ways to create things, to empower, to serve, and to be. Show me the brand you love and I will show you your hidden values. I still remember how, in 2016, I realized that the reason why my phone and my computer came from the same company was because of their minimalism, beauty, and simplicity. I didn't know I was a minimalist. I even didn't know at that time that I was what Greg McKeown called an essentialist. However, a few months later, reading Marie Kondo and Fumio Sasaki made me understand myself better and more whole. I was just someone who loved few things in life and preferred to buy the best things that last. I haven't changed that much. It started with one brand and its foundation values. The second way to connect with your values is through your personality type. Indeed, the Myers-Briggs type indicator help you know yourself better so that you can bring more balance to your personality. 8 letters represent what energizes you, how you perceive the world and information, and how you make decisions. 4 letters in that personality type are visible. It means 4 letters are not. When you make these invisible letters visible by working on them, getting out of your comfort zone, taking different actions, you strengthen them. And as a consequence, your value style, encapsulated by thinking and feeling functions, becomes blended. It matters because we often rely too much on our preferable traits. For me, it was relying on intuition over sensing and on feeling over thinking. But you want to be able to use every function on any occasion. And if you feel like you're not living your values, look at the 4 invisible letters in your personality type because they represent your growth path. Besides, has your personality type evolved over the last 8 years? I hope it evolved. For me, in 8 years, my personality type has changed 3 times, and either my value style and my energy style are very, very blended now. So, your values influence your personality. They naturally empower and uplift you. You cannot lose when you abide by your values. They say when you came on earth, 3 angels committed to guide and protect you. Some beings have left their body, however, you can still rely on them. They say we have at least 3 families. our birth family, our social family, and our soul's family. People with whom we share the same energies, life path, or soul number. They can answer our questions because communication happens through energy. Here, I mean the energies you came with to use. And this is why I want to share everything I know about astrology, the third and last way to live your values. So stay tuned, because in the next episode, we are going to use your birth chart to help you live your true values. Thank you for listening. Bye for now.